Hi everyone, welcome to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast, your daily audio summary of the latest news reported in the Ukrainian media. My name is Artem, and here is the news. For 809 days, Ukraine defends itself against the forces of the Russian invasion. In his evening video address, President of Ukraine Volodymyr Zelensky said that defensive battles are ongoing in the Kharkiv region where Russian forces try to advance. He informed that there are villages that have actually turned from a gray zone into a combat zone, and the invaders are trying to gain a foothold in some of them, or simply use them for further advancement. The head of state thanked warriors who were holding their positions and destroying the occupier. Quote, "Our task is obvious, we need to inflict as many losses as possible on the occupier," unquote. In particular, on the outskirts of Ovchansk, the situation is extremely difficult. The city is under constant Russian fire. The Ukrainian military is carrying out counterattacks, helping local residents. According to the General Staff of Ukraine, the operational situation in the Kharkiv direction remains complex and dynamically changing. During the day, the enemy carried out 22 assault operations in this direction, of which 14 are still ongoing. The fighting is going on for the border town of Vovchansk. The enemy used significant forces to attack the city, consisting of up to 5 battalions, and it does not count with its own losses. The Russian invaders lost more than 100 military in a day, but gained tactical success. The general staff adds that the defenders conduct defensive actions, inflict fire damage on the enemy, widely use unmanned systems for the purpose of conducting reconnaissance, and conducting pinpoint strikes to cause maximum losses. Khortytsia Operational Group of Forces informed that they continue to block a small group of Russian troops on the territory of a refractory plant, reports Ukrainska Pravda. The enemy is practically deprived of the supply of both ammunition and armored vehicle support. At the same time, the Russians have not stopped trying to storm the city with small assault groups. From time to time, they still try to storm the eastern outskirts of the city with armored vehicles. Currently, the Russian forces are conducting offensive operations with assault groups northwest of the city of Lipetsk, and are also trying to advance in areas that are north of Lipetsk. Commander-in-Chief of the Armed Forces Oleksandr Syrsky said that the Ukrainian army is aware of the Russians' plans and responds flexibly to all their operations, reports Suspilne. The situation in Kharkiv Oblast deteriorated substantially this week. Currently, there are continuing battles along the state's border with Russia. The situation is challenging, but the defense forces are doing everything possible to maintain defensive lines and positions. According to Syrsky, fierce clashes continue on the Kupiansk, Siversk, Liman and Pokrovsk fronts, and the situation is changing extremely quickly. On the Kramatorsk front, the Russians do not cease their attempts to conquer Chasiv Yar and instead continue offensive operations east of there. They are attempting to regain lost ground near Klishivka, but failing. Later, Andriy Yusov, spokesman for Ukraine's defense intelligence, claimed that Kyiv was aware of the timeline of Russia's forces' offensive in the north of Kharkiv Oblast, reports Radio Liberty. Yusov said that special defense intelligence units are currently fighting on the Kharkiv front alongside Ukraine's defense forces. He also said that Russian forces are suffering substantial losses on this front and urged Russian soldiers to surrender. Yusov explained that Russia has deployed soldiers from the Moscow and St. Petersburg military districts to conduct the offensive on the Kharkiv front. We would really appreciate if you could recommend us to your friends and family, as well as share information on social media. This way more people would learn about the podcast and truth about Russia's invasion of Ukraine. South Korea's Defense Minister Shin Won-sik estimates that North Korea has supplied Russia with about 6,700 containers of ammunition since September 2023, reports Suspilne. That is enough to hold approximately 3 million rounds of 152mm artillery shells, or 500,000 rounds of 122mm artillery shells. Moreover, South Korea's National Intelligence Service said it was looking into suspicions concerning supplies of North Korean weapons made in the 70s to Russia, as they appear to be among the weapons that Russia has used in its ongoing war against Kyiv. Thank you for listening to the Highlights from Ukraine podcast. We're a commercial initiative of just two people, and we need your help to grow. Share information about the podcast, rate us in the app, subscribe to our Patreon. With your support, we are getting better. We call on you to demand from governments of your countries to impose the toughest sanctions possible on Russia and its citizens to stop their invasion of Ukraine.